This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Personal question, what are you picky about? Romantic partners, the bands you listen to, IPA versus Stout versus Pilsner. In 2017, something we are less picky about is stocks. Many investors have given up on the great hunt for the perfect undervalued company. It's part of this astonishing calmness on markets we've been reporting on from different angles. Today, let's turn to Jason Zweig, personal finance columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Welcome.
Good to see you, David.
Whatever happened to stock picking?
Well, I think what the basic thing that happened is that not stock picking got really cheap. And, you know, it wasn't that long ago that for an individual who wanted someone else to assemble a portfolio, that was going to cost you 1% of your assets every year. And now through index funds and exchange-traded funds, you can do it for like 0.03%.
Now, back during the individual stock picking days, part of the charm was getting in early on a new company that you thought you had the insight to see this has more potential than the rest of the market. That's switching too. It's not like the IPO rage of some years ago. We're not really seeing.
You know, 20 years ago, there were close to 7,500 publicly traded stocks. Today, we're down to about 3,600. So half of all publicly traded companies in the United States have disappeared. The rise of so-called private equity funds or buyout funds has withdrawn a lot of traditionally publicly listed companies from the stock market. And without a steady supply of IPOs to replace those listings, the choices that are available to investors have really shrunk. Now, it's worth remembering that most IPOs do not perform very well. So having that opportunity taken away from you might not be that great an opportunity cost. But it's also true that, I mean, Uber is not the best example, but maybe a company like Airbnb or there's any number of others we could
name. That are privately held. You can't buy the stock right now.
Yep, exactly. So those gains, as those companies grow and become more profitable, aren't being shared yet with the general public.
Now, companies like TD Ameritrade and Scottrade, and they merged, but they will say that somebody still likes to pick their individual stocks. It's not dead.
No, it's not dead. I think what many individual investors are doing is they're putting the bulk of their assets in index funds or exchange-traded funds, and then they're taking a little bit of play money and they're putting that into a handful of stocks, maybe Apple, Netflix. That's not terrible as long as they understand that they're taking a lot of risk with that small share of their money.
Jason Zweig is investing columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thank you.
My pleasure, David. Thanks for having me.